Welcome everybody to this course on focusing on what you can control and stop that unnecessary worrying. Hi, I'm John McDonald from johnmaconline.com, and it is my great and distinct pleasure to welcome you to this course on focusing on what you can control to try and stop that unnecessary worry that just holds us back. Now, this is just one course in a larger curriculum entitled The Emotional MBA, which includes the mindset, personal investment, and activity skills necessary for the side and home business entrepreneur to move their lives forward. Now, in just a minute, I'll give you an overview on this particular course and what we're going to learn, but I wanted to start with just a little background about myself and who I am. Now, I'm just a guy, but I'm a guy that's come a long way, and I'm excited to share with you some of the concepts and things that I've learned. I think these things will help you tremendously. As I said, I am a side and a home business entrepreneur. In addition to John Mack Online, I have businesses in network marketing as well as real estate. But like I said, side business, always have a day job as well. In fact, for a better part of 25 years, I've been working in corporate America in the technology industry. But I've always had this dream, this vision of controlling my own professional destiny as well as making a positive impact on people and in my world. But until recently, I wasn't walking down that path. And what I realized was the only reason I wasn't walking down that path was myself, my own head. I was living my life out of fear. Fear of getting laid off. Fear of what might happen. Fear of what might not happen. Fear of failure. Fear of success. Fear of what you think of me. So I also thought that maybe I didn't have the big idea, or I didn't have the support, or I didn't have the financial resources or the expertise to go do my thing. But really what I realized is those are all just excuses. What I had was 1,000 excuses. And so what I know now is that all of that thinking was just giving in to resistance. I already have inside of me, and you already have inside of you, yes, you, everything we need to make a positive impact on this world. We just need to figure it out, bring it out, and kick everything else in the teeth. Stephen Pressfield, in his great book, The War of Art, he says this is a great quote. He says, our job in this lifetime is not to shape ourselves into some ideal we imagine we ought to be, but it's to simply find out who we already are and become that person. See, we're all endowed with unique gifts. We're all individually designed by our Creator. And to become the best version of you is to simply seek and then maximize your unique gifts. Be you to the max. Now, this course, I'm not teaching about specific sales techniques or specific social media marketing plans or how to use tools. What I'm talking about is the bigger picture stuff. This is the stuff to get you started and headed in the right direction and keep you going in that direction. My aim is to share with you the concepts and the teachings that have made an impact on me and I think will make an impact on you. And it's helped. These things have helped drag me out of my self-imposed torture chamber. So now let's take a look specifically at what this course is about. So here's what you're going to learn in this course. The first thing is we're going to distinguish between the world and your world, and then why is it that it's your world that matters? And then I'm going to spend the remainder of the course showing you the 8 areas in your world on which you can focus. And in those 8 areas, I'm going to give you the tips and methods to help you focus on what you can control and stop worrying about things that aren't going to matter. We'll start with a word about this concept of resistance because it is a concept to which I refer throughout this course. One of my great inspirations is an author named Stephen Pressfield. He's a novelist and a screenwriter, and you may know some of his fiction works such as The Legend of Bagger Vance and Gates of Fire, but he's also written some personal development nonfiction works that have left a deep impression on me, and I think it's because I can relate so much to the struggles that he writes about and his methods for overcoming them. Anyway, in one book, actually a series of books, starts with this book called The War of Art. He introduces this concept of resistance, and I'm just going to describe it a bit here. Basically, resistance is this universal force that acts against our ability to create or push forward or accomplish our goals. Resistance uses tools such as fear, procrastination, distraction, and a myriad of other things to keep us mired in the status quo. And it also recruits allies. And that's where we're going to begin this whole discussion, because one of resistance's greatest allies is the world. Step one here is to know the enemy. We cannot even start to win the battle against resistance until we understand the enemy. And unfortunately, resistance uses our own mind against us. And so the first step to overcoming resistance and our own mind is awareness. And sometimes, many times even, awareness can be uncomfortable. So in this course, for all topics that we discussed, I will start with awareness so that you can start from a known position. So you can say to yourself, okay, this is where I'm at on this topic. Now we can start to move forward. I will help you become aware of what is the world versus your world, because the key to overcoming needless worry and to the achievement of your dreams is to only worry about your world, not the world. Now, I do want to preface this with this. I'm not trying to say that it's unhealthy to have some knowledge of what's going on in the world. That's not what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is, what are you worried about? What are you focused about? What keeps you up at night? To make a change in your life and help get your mind right and get on a path to success, you're going to have to understand the difference between the world and your world, and that we really just want to focus on your world. One of the aha moments I had from Darren Hardy's book, The Compound Effect, is where he talks about three kinds of influences that we all have. The first one is input. With what are we feeding our mind? The second is associations. With whom are we spending time? And the third is our environment, our surroundings. And the key here is to understand that we can control these three factors. And when we start to control these factors, we start moving forward. Let's take a look at the remaining modules in this course, and I am excited to share this information with you, because each of these modules drills down into the specific things that you can control, and these are the areas in which I've done a great deal of learning and practicing and implementing myself, and I think this is the heart, this is the meat of the information that can really help you. So for each of these modules, I provide you with some understanding and awareness of that topic, and then give you some specific practical tips and methods to help you start to control that area of your world. So here they are. The first module is essentially just understanding the world versus your world and how we shift our focus to your world. Then we're going to talk about your time and your circle and your health. Then your self-talk, your gratitude, your level of activity, your professional development, and finally we end with your belief. This is the heart of the course, and this is the stuff that I'm super excited to share with you. And the parting thought for this introductory module is to focus on what you can control. And that is the whole point of this course. And we're going to spend the rest of the modules showing you exactly how to do that. All right, that's the end of this introduction. Please continue on and get into that first one.